I can't remember what I was doing. And the Lord said to me, do you know what it means to love like Jesus loved? Because, you know, we have a commandment. We got to love. He even told husbands, you know, love your wife as Christ loved the church. And I wish now I got here this morning. I said, and I did a little bit of looking at it, and but I had Matthew 1 through 14 to preach, and I have that here, and I didn't do anything with, do you know what it means to love like Jesus loved? So I want to lay that on your heart this morning and ask you the same question. Do you know what it means to love like Jesus loved? Some of the things that come to my mind immediately when I think that Jesus' love was a sacrificial love. When I look back at my life, and especially in the beginnings of my Christian walk, I can see the way Jesus loved. And I know the church would not have loved me, because I was doing all the things that the church says you shouldn't do. But I loved God with all my heart. And I was struggling. But I couldn't tell anybody my struggles, because I knew with all my heart they wouldn't understand. And I know with all my heart they would condemn me. And as I look back, sometimes we forget where we come from. And we forget what God has done for us. And we want to have the type of love that Jesus has for us. But we don't want to give the type of love that we should give to others. Because all we can see is their sin. And all we can see is what they're doing. But I have a question for you. Have God revealed to you their heart? I don't know. I can't even preach what I can preach. I'll give you the points when I'm done of what today is supposed to be. Jesus' love was a sacrificial love. We are not willing to love sacrificially. We are just willing to love when it doesn't cost us anything, when we don't feel any pain. Jesus' love was a painful love. I could just imagine Jesus standing over and looking at his people and his tears coming from his eyes and say, "Oh, I long to gather you as a hen gathers his chickens." And I really feel it was for me, because usually when I pour my heart into somebody, I pour it all the way. I just go all the way. I pull out all the stops. And when you get disappointed, you hurt. To love like Jesus loved is to be willing to love and be hurt. We don't want to love and be hurt. We want to be love and just be loved back and have that whatever we have in our mind of how love should feel. And that's a lie of the enemy. Love is not an emotion. Love is an obedience. Jesus obeyed his Father and laid down his life so we can live. How many people would you lay your life down so that they can live? How many people you are willing to lay your life down and be vulnerable and be love and be love to them and to humble yourself and to look at them better than who you are and to just pour into them as God would have you to pour into them? Can we do that? You know, I was telling Jeffrey as we were riding here this morning, because I was planning to try to see if I can't prepare it and preach it next week. And I said, Jeffrey, the Lord spoke to me and he asked me, can we love, what it means to love like Jesus love? And I sat there and I said, Jeffrey, we are such a small church. We should be such a family that I mean, the love in this place, we should be able to come in here and smell it. We are so small. I said, Jeff, you know, there's only about two or three families in here. I could just show up at the door at any time and knock on the door and they'll open it and let me in. Some people I have to call. Love is when you could love a person no matter how their house look. No matter what they have in it. Don't matter where they've been, and don't matter what they're going through. Love is taking them by the hand and trying to lead them in the right direction, and they're pulling all the way because they want to go in the wrong direction. God wants us as a church to start loving. And brothers and sisters, we do not know how to love. I remember like yesterday, my beginnings in the Christian faith. I remember it like yesterday, and I had to walk it alone because the church didn't know and recognize how to love, and I knew it. I knew if I had gone to any believer, and expressed to them what I was going through and what the pull in my life and the things that was dragging me down and how I hated it and I wanted God to deliver me and I can't help myself. I know they would have so many things just like Job friends. And the one thing that I really wanted is for somebody to just say, look, I love you. I don't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't care. I just want to let you know I love you. And I want to help you get where God wants you to be. Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life willingly. Jesus loves you. And Jesus have a plan for you. We talked about that last week, that God didn't give you fear. You know, many times we don't love because we have this fear of being hurt, of being vulnerable, of being taken advantage of. But my question is, do we want to obey God or do we want to satisfy us? I want to obey God. Folks, I want to obey God with all my heart. And I believe God gave this to me for a reason. I'm telling you, to minister to people and have a heart for them. is to have your heart broken all the time. But it's being able with your heart being broken to still reach out and take them by the hand and help them, because you know love goes beyond what you're feeling. Love goes beyond the pain that you feel. Love goes beyond of what you see, because God sees the heart and man sees the outward actions and appearance. No wonder why God says they will know us by our love. Did you know God said that? They will know who we are by the way we love. Some of us can't even get over the petty stuff. But yet, when we do that, we are refusing to follow the command of God. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is long-suffering. Just in those three words, if you were to check your love, would it measure up? Shanna, sorry, I gave you the scriptures for today, but it's not panning out. Let me go to one of the scriptures we were going to use today. It's all the way in verse Matthew 12 is where we are, but it'll be all the way at let's see. Jesus, help me. Verse 7 in Matthew chapter 12. If you had known what these words mean, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent. Do you know you can't operate in mercy if you're not operating in love? You cannot operate in mercy if you're not operating in love. Ed used to sing this song all the time. I haven't heard him sing it in a while. Mercy triumphs over judgment. How many times have you cried out to God for mercy? Quite a lot. For me, I cried for God for mercy a lot. And what do I expect from God? I expect mercy. Sometimes our brothers and sisters in Christ is crying out for mercy, and they get judgment. I don't know why the Lord, well, I know now. It came to pass yesterday. I know why God told me that a week. He was preparing me for yesterday. I didn't even know it. Because sometimes we forget where we come from. when we think we are standing firm and sure and we are strong, and then we look at the other folks that are struggling, and what we think of, what on earth is wrong with them? If they have loved God, if they really wanted to serve God, if, we don't see their heart. We don't know the struggles. Mercy comes before any rituals or anything we've got. That was part of my sermon today. And love is above the law. So what are we going to do? I don't know how this ties in, but I went to bed last night and I had a good night's sleep. I haven't had a good night's sleep in a while. I think I slept all the way through till about 4 I woke up. And I thought, that is too early to get out of bed. So I went back to bed to sleep, and I had a dream. This church was packed. When I say packed, it was packed. Max. And it was so packed that even in the back had people. And we didn't have enough chairs. And I was trying to find, to get stuff for people to sit on, running all over the place. And Ed was trying to get the something so the people in the back would be able to see. And before we could get all that done, half the people were gone. The thing that come to my mind is we was not prepared. I think God gave us the first preparation step last week, that we cannot operate in fear. And we have to see what fear had done to the people who operated in fear back then, and how it destroyed everything really God had for them. Moses didn't get to be going in the promised land. He get angry. He didn't obey. Fear. Saul would have been probably, instead of we talking about David, we could have been talking about Saul if he wasn't afraid of the people and go worship, and then he didn't have a repentant heart. God wants us not to operate in fear, but he wants us to operate in what he has called us to operate in without fear. God has called each one of us for a task, and we are not, for the most part, operating in it. And today God wants us to know that we gotta love. People is gonna come into this building, and they're looking for people that is going to love them. And don't turn judgment towards them. And when we try to get everything right, try to get them right, we're going to lose them all. Because we don't even know how to love among ourselves. And I pray that God is going to help us to realize that we have to have sacrificial type of love. And I'm going to shut up. And we're going to pray. We're going to ask God to prepare us for what he has for us. Because I believe God has more for us than we see and we partake of, and we are not because we are not prepared. The worst time to get to be prepared is when the thing is about upon you. No boxer gets in a ring and start just win the championship without even preparing. Just jump in the ring and fight the champ. He's going down. He's not prepared. No runner running a long distance race just decides on the day of the race, I'm going to run and jump into the race. He's not going to make it. And we need to prepare ourselves in prayer. And we need to prepare ourselves before God. Because the kind of love God wants us to have, we don't have it. And the only way to get it is through the power of God in our lives. And the only way we're going to get the power of God in our lives is to spend time with God Himself. Sometimes we don't even enter into worship on Sunday mornings because we didn't even prepare ourselves to get here. So we'll pray. We have about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Holy Ghost falls down, an hour and a half. We're going to pray this morning, and this is how we're going to pray. I want you to pray however you pray. I don't care how you pray. If you pray loud, pray loud. I don't mind. I'll join in every now and then. If you pray quiet, pray quiet. If you pray walking, get up and walk. If you pray kneeling, kneel. If you pray laying down, lay down. Carpet is a little dirty, but if you're breathing a little thing, we'll pray for you when you get sick and you'll get healed. But we're going to pray. Because I believe God wants a breakthrough for us. I believe it with all my heart that God has a breakthrough for us and we are not breaking through because, as the old folks say, we don't hold on to the horns at the altar. If you like to pray with a person, then find a person and pray. If you like to pray by yourself, pray by yourself. And then at the end, George will pray for all of us. Amen. So let's pray. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God.